ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವೆಯ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ. ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 5 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 19 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 24. ನ ವೈಕುಂಠಕಥಾಸುಧಾ ಆಪಗಾಃ ನ ಸಾಧವಃ ಭಾಗವತಃ ತತ್ ಆಶ್ರಯಃ. ನ ಯತ್ರ ಯಜ್ಞ ಈಶಮಕಃ ಮಹಾ ಉತ್ಸವಃ ಸುರೇಶಲೋಕಃ ಅಪಿ ನ ವೈ ಸಹ ಸೇವ್ಯತಾಂ. ನ ಯತ್ರ ವೈಕುಂಠಕಥಾಸುಧಾಪಗಾ ನ ಸಾಧವೋ ಭಾಗವತಸ್ತದಾಶ್ರಯಾ. ನಯತ್ರ ಯಜ್ಞೇಶ ಮಖಾ ಮಹೋತ್ಸವಾಃ ಸುರೇಶ ಲೋಕೋಪಿ ನ ವೈ ಸ ಸೇವ್ಯತಾಂ. ನಯತ್ರ ವೈಕುಂಠ ಕಥಾ ಸುಧಾಪಗಾ ನ ಸಾಧವೋ ಭಾಗವತಸ್ತದಾಶ್ರಯಾ. ನಯತ್ರ ಯಜ್ಞೇಶ ಮಖಾ ಮಹೋತ್ಸವಾಃ ಸುರೇಶ ಲೋಕೋಪಿ ನ ವೈ ಸ ಸೇವ್ಯತಾಂ. ನಯತ್ರ ವೈಕುಂಠ ಕಥಾ ಸುಧಾಪಗಾ ನ ಸಾಧವೋ ಭಾಗವತಸ್ತದಾಶ್ರಯಾಃ. ನಯತ್ರ ಯಜ್ಞೇಶ ಮಖಾ ಮಹೋತ್ಸವಾಃ ಸುರೇಶ ಲೋಕೋಪಿ ನ ವೈ ಸ ಸೇವ್ಯತಾಂ. Madhujis. Na, not. Yatra, where? Vaikunta katha suda apagaha. The nectarian rivers of discussion about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is called Vaikuntha? Or, one who drives away all anxiety. Na, nor. Sadhavaha, devotees. Bhagavataha, always engaged in the service of the Lord. Tathashrayaha, who are sheltered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, nor. Yatra, where? Yajna ishamakaha. The performance of devotion service to the Lord of Sacrifices. Maha Utsavaha, which are actual festivals. Suresha Lokaha, a place inhabited by the denizens of heaven. Api, although. Na, not. Why? Certainly. Saha, that. Sevyatam, be frequented. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there. If there are not devotees engaged in service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtana Yajna to satisfy the Lord, especially since Sankirtana Yajna is recommended in this age. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the land of Bharat Varsha, specifically in Bengal, in the district of Nadia, where Navadvip is situated. It is therefore to be concluded, as stated by Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that within the universe, this earth is the best planet, and on this planet, the land of Bharatvarsha is the best. In the land of Bharatvarsha, Bengal is still better. In Bengal, the district of Nadia is still better. In Nadia, the place is Navadvip, because the best place is Navadvip, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there to inaugurate the performance of the sacrifice of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The Shastras recommend Krishnavarnam Pishakrishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajnay Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumeda Saha. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his very confidential associates such as Sri Nityananda, Sri Gadadara and Sri Advaita, and by many devotees like Srivas. They are always engaged in chanting the name of the Lord and are always describing Lord Krishna. Therefore, this is the best among all the places in the universe. The Krishna consciousness movement has established its center in Mayapur, the birth site of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give men the great opportunity to go there and perform a constant festival of Sankirtana Yajna, as recommended here, and to distribute prasad to millions of hungry people hankering for spiritual emancipation. This is the mission of the Krishna consciousness movement. Chaitanya Bhagavad confirms this as follows. One should not desire to be elevated to even to a place in the heavenly planetary system if it has no propaganda to expand the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no trace of Vaishnavas, pure devotees of the Lord, and no festivals for spreading Krishna consciousness. It would be better to live perpetually cramped within the airtight bag of mother's womb where one can at least remember the lotus feet of the Lord, than to live in a place where there is no opportunity to remember His lotus feet. I pray not to be allowed to take birth in such a condemned place. Similarly, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement, anyone who performs Sankirtan to please the Lord is very, very glorious. Such a person has perfect intelligence, whereas others are in the ignorance of material existence. Of all the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedic literature, the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is the best. Even the performance of 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices cannot even compare to the sacrifice of Sankirtan. According to the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, if one compares Sankirtan Yajna to other Yajnas, he is a Pashandi, an infidel, and is liable to be punished by Yamaraj. There are many Mayavadis who think that performance of Sankirtan Yajna is a pious activity similar to the performance of Ashwamedha Yajna and other such pious functions. But this is a Nama Aparad. Chanting of the holy name of Narayana and chanting of the other names are never equal, despite what Mayavadis think. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadra Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishnavarnam Tvishakrishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajnai Sankirtana Prayai Yajantihi Sumedasaha. Yesterday I was reading second canto Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada writes, sacrifice means giving up one's interests for the sake of someone else. So one may give up one's interest for the sake of family, the community, society, state, country, and international humanity. But Prabhupada says, sacrificing anything for any of these people is useless waste of time and resources. Because everything belongs to Krishna. All the ingredients in this entire world belongs to Krishna. One should sacrifice everything for Krishna's pleasure. Then one will get benefit. So, Prabhupada recommends in the second canto Bhagavatam, Purusha Sukta confirmed, that you know, one must do sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord. So that's why Krishna is known as Yajnapati. Yajnapati. So this is called sacrifice. You know, sacrificing one's interests for the sake of someone else. So that someone else should be Krishna. Those devotees who have heard my lecture on Sita Navami, you must recollect. So how I was describing that Sita ji was accusing Ramchandra that you have some streak of violence in you, right? There is. She was saying, one any person, great person, should not have three bad habits. One is one should not tell lies, asatya vachan. Another is one should not have illicit sex with other men's wife, and one should not have violence. One should not commit violence towards other living entities. So Sita ji is saying that you have no, even dreams also you don't think of any other man's wife. And you never tell lies. But you know, I see, because Ramchandra promised, I will kill all the demons in the Rakshasas, in Dandakaranya forest, to the sages. So you have, you know, streak of violence in you. Unnecessarily you are killing people, you know, all the time carrying bow and arrow and killing people. You know, you should give it up. So they are having some debate. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj told this pastime. I was hearing one lecture in Mayapur. So Sita ji, then Ramchandra said, okay, in my next incarnation in Gokula, when I will not take any arms. I will not carry any arms. Because you don't like. So when Lord Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, Gokula, he was not taking any arms. If you read Krishna's book, yeah, you will see up to the pastimes of when he entered Mathura. before that. He never took any weapon. He was only killing with his hands. Right? Srila Prabhupada writes, while killing Keshi demon, Krishna put his hand in the mouth of the Keshi demon. So he's a small boy. How does he know that, you know, how to kill a, you know, horse? So he was killing only with his hands. So Radharani protested, you promised that, you know, you don't carry any weapons. But Krishna said, I promised you, see, I'm not using any weapons. But Radharani protested, no, you're not using any weapons, still you are killing, still you are retaining that, you know, violent streak. I don't like this. So Krishna said, okay, so in my next incarnation, I will not carry any weapons, I will not kill anybody. So Srimad Radharani said, no, I don't trust you. Krishna said, no, I am promising you that I will not carry any weapons, I will not kill anybody. Radharani said, no, I don't trust you. So as a better, you know, as a precaution, I will also come with you. I will also come with you and reside in your heart, so that, you know, because Radharani is always merciful. So I will not allow you, even if you want to kill somebody, I will not allow you to kill anybody. So this is the secret of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not carrying any weapons, not killing anybody. So this is a great incarnation, Lord Chaitanya. So we always hear this, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu killed the demoniac mentality of people. So that is why Srila Prabhupada is writing in the purport that of all the places in the whole universe, Bharatvarsha is the best. This earthly planet is the best. And on this earthly planet, Bharatvarsha is the best. In the Bharatvarsha, Bengal is the best. In the Bengal, Nadia district is the best. In the Nadia district, Mayapur is the best. I would like to add, not only Mayapur, even Calcutta is the best place in the universe, because Srila Prabhupada took birth in this place. So if Vaishnavas give me permission, I will add one more sentence here. Because it's the most glorious place in the whole universe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that when he went to Ishwarpuri's village, he collected the dirt, mitti, from the village in a gamcha. Then every day he would eat one piece of dirt from the birthplace of Ishwarpuri. So that is such, he said, the birthplace of spiritual master is so glorious. Like that. So he showed by his own example how to respect the birthplace of the spiritual master. Like that. One day, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was in Mumbai. So that time it was so hot, and then Giriraj Maharaj, they all, you know, they were having boils and all. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he had some big boil or something. So he went to get operated to a hospital. So they given him anesthesia. Right? So he was chanting the prayers, Mangalacharana prayers and all. So then he went, after some time one becomes unconscious. So then he got a dream while the operation was going on. In the dream, he saw the previous acharyas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and all other great acharyas, Rupa Goswami. They all called Prabhupada to their abode, and Prabhupada went. And they asked Prabhupada, can you give the report, your preaching report on this earthly planet? How is it going? So Srila Prabhupada said, actually, this nowadays Kali Yuga, because of the influence of Kali Yuga, people are so contaminated that they are very fallen, and they don't have any piety, and they are naturally inclined for sinful activities. And they have no taste for any kind of devotional service or attending any festival or anything. They are simply interested in material sense advancement, scientific advancement, in acquiring. Prabhupada writes in Second Canto Bhagavatam, acquiring unnecessary goods. Okay. So they are simply not interested. Then Prabhupada paused and said, but after reading, studying the entire thing, I have come to conclusion, there is only one remedy. So all the acharyas asked Prabhupada, what is that? only remedy is taking shelter of my lotus feet. So all the acharyas nodded, yes. Yeah. So later on, Srila Prabhupada came to know that Tamal Krishna was getting operated, then he rushed to the hospital. Then by the time Tamal Krishna came to consciousness, then I said, oh, actually I came to stop this operation, surgery, you know. Tamal Krishna said, why? Oh, India is hopeless, you know, all these health facilities and all. I wanted to go back to America and get operated. Anyway, now you got operated, it's all right. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj narrated his dream to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I got that dream like this. Srila Prabhupada thought for a moment, then he said, I think it is true. It is true. It is correct. So that is why it is given here that one must take shelter of the lotus feet of Bhagavatas. So one must take shelter of Srila Prabhupada. And then, so Srila Prabhupada established this. If Prabhupada is not there, how would we know that Hare Krishna movement? Right? How will chant and dance? You know, how will we chant and dance? Like that. So this is a special mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He went to America and established this movement. So there are many people who advise Srila Prabhupada, oh, Swamiji, you have to wear, you know, coat, suit and boot, you know, take alcohol, you know, to survive in America and all that. But Srila Prabhupada said, no, I didn't come here to take their culture. I came here to give our culture. Like that. So in a very humble way, Srila Prabhupada started, and then Tompkinson Square Park. So all of you know how Srila Prabhupada you know, started that kirtan, you know. So if you go to Tompkinson Square Park, they have actually put a plaque. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON, started his Hare Krishna kirtan from here only. So under the tree. So you see, like a tree, you know, there are flowers. Some people come and worship that tree and all that. Still the tree is there. I saw. Like that. So this is how Srila Prabhupada showed, you know, for anything one must do sacrifice. So the best sacrifice in this age of Kali is Sankirtan Yajna. One day when Srila Prabhupada came back to India after establishing many temples in America, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the secret? My bead bag, I didn't do. So what is the secret of your success, Swamiji? So Prabhupada took the bead bag, said, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is okay. Swamiji, you have accomplished so many things, so many foreign disciples. What is the secret of your success? Srila Prabhupada again took out the bead bag and said, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that is okay, but Swamiji, what is the secret of your success? Srila Prabhupada again took bead bag. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada said, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, we achieved the success in this movement. Right? Otherwise, like who? Like one day, Srila Prabhupada was writing in his diary. Today I wanted to eat suji ka halwa. Suji ka halwa. So that day, every time some Americans, just beginning 1966, just beginning, he started the lectures. Some 4 or 5 people are coming. So one gentleman, he brought suji ka rava in America. Right? So Srila Prabhupada was very elated. Then he cooked halwa, you know, and then he ate. Then Srila Prabhupada wrote, see, today actually I wanted to eat suji ka halwa. Lord Chaitanya sent it through some American gentleman. Govinda Simataji, she was telling, every time, one day they served rice, dal, sabji, chapati, paneer sabji, halwa, and all that. Prabhupada started shedding tears. Then he said, see, when I was coming to America, everybody said, Swamiji, there will be nothing to eat. You have to eat meat and some bread and all. So Srila Prabhupada said, no, I will eat some bread and potatoes available everywhere. So potatoes, I will eat some potatoes and bread. Right? But see, Lord Krishna is so merciful. He is sending all, everything. Rice, dal, sabji, halwa, chapati, puri. Right? So this is all, you know, effect of, you know, Sankirtan movement. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada writes, says in one lecture, on second, third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, recently I was reading, that Srila Prabhupada says, during in 1942, British, they have created a famine, artificial famine. Their strategy was that you join the, they were, Gandhiji was saying, non-cooperation movement, don't cooperate with Britishers. So he is stopping Indians from joining the British army. They said, you join the army, we will supply the rice. So the ships containing chawal, they drowned in the ocean. Way of Bengal. They drowned in the ocean. So people are not getting food. He said, 300% the price of the chawal increased. 300%. Like that. So people are dying in the in hordes on the streets and all. People are not. So those who wanted rice, they should join the British army and fight for the Britishers in the Second World War. So Srila Prabhupada said, myself, my wife and 5 children and my maid servant and others, we are 6 or 7 of us. Because we are doing Sankirtani Yajna, we didn't have any problem for eating and all. We were getting our own quota of food. Then I checked with some of my friends and relatives who are also doing Sankirtani Yajna. And they also said, yeah, we didn't have much problem. We didn't have much problem. We are getting. Yeah, we are getting like that. So, Srila Prabhupada, that's why he said, anybody who is doing this Sankirtani Yajna, they will not have any shortage. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was visiting Navadvip. He was staying in Srivas Thakur's house. Then he told, one day he called Srivas Thakur and asked him, hey Srivas, you have such a big family, 2-3 brothers, so many like that. I don't see you going out and collecting madhukari. So, Srivas Thakur said, I don't feel like going out. But Mahaprabhu said, you must go out in this age of Kali. Unless you ask, nobody gives you. Nobody comes to your door. Why? What do you think? The food will come to your house? You must go. You have such a big family. Srivas Thakur said, no, I am not interested in going out. Then you must take sannyas. If you don't want to work as a grihastha. Srivas Thakur said, no, I don't want to work. Then, you don't want to take sannyas, you don't want to work. What is this? If the food doesn't come, what will you do? What will you do? Then Srivas Thakur, 3 times he clapped. Secret. Nachatanya said, what is this secret? What is this, yeah, 3 times clapping. Then Mahaprabhu, Srivas Thakur said, I have complete conviction that Lord Krishna will send food. If he doesn't send for first day, second day and third day, on fourth day, I will bind one stone into my neck and drown in Ganges water. So Lord Chaitanya, hey Srivas, a day may come, Lakshmi Devi may have to beg, but for you there will be no shortage. There will be no shortage for you. Lord Krishna will send you personally. You know, ananyas chinta yanto mam ejana paryu pasate. Right? So, why, he called his brothers and all. Said, you must take care of your brother. You must worship your brother just like you are worshipping Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like that. You must worship like that. So, this is, Prabhupada said, if you are making bombs, there will be third world war. Bombs, they have to drop the bombs. Then all the devotees are scared. Prabhupada said, don't worry. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, the bombs will not fall on you. Right? Bombs will not fall on you. Like that. So this Krishna consciousness movement is based on this. Of course, not only Sankirtan Yajna means not only chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra loudly, but also distributing Prabhupada books and all that. Right? Atmadatta Prabhu was narrating one pastime. In the beginning, Delhi temple he joined. So one day he was cleaning the temple. So one gentleman, he entered the temple. Then he told Atmadatta Prabhu that I want to take initiation from Srila Prabhupada. He said, who is stopping you? Go and ask. He didn't know. He said, yeah, you can, but you have to get a letter from temple president. Yeah, I met the temple president, but he says that, you know, I have to clean the temple and utensils for 6 months. But I can't do. Then he lifted his fan and showed. His leg was swollen like the elephant leg. Said, see, I'm so much painful. I can't, you know, stand for a long time and clean the temple and all. So can you recommend? Can you recommend? Can you tell? That time, you know, temple president means he's the whole and soul. If temple president says no, that means it's no. If he says yes, it is yes. He's a supreme authority in the temple that time. Prabhupada gave that powers like that. So Srila Prabhupada, then he said, temple president says no, I can't do anything. So you do one thing. Srila Prabhupada only made these rules. Prabhupada can break the rules. He can decide. So you go directly to Prabhupada and ask him. Do you think I should go? He said, yeah, I'm going to ask him. So Srila Prabhupada, okay, then what is the darshan time? He said, every day, evening, will you allow me? He said, yeah, yeah, 5 o'clock, anybody can go and meet, because darshan time, it's free darshan. Anybody can go and walk into Prabhupada's room, and they can speak to Prabhupada. So, come tomorrow at 5 o'clock, you do one thing, you bring something. You're going to meet spiritual master, you bring something, you know, as a gift, like that. But come early, so that, you know, you'll be the first one to go. So next time, evening, he came at 4 o'clock. So he brought one plate. Plate, there are fruits, coconut, and there is one cloth. And there is a bead bag on that. So he was waiting. Then, around 4, he came to the place around 4 o'clock. So meanwhile, around 4:15, Harishwari Prabhu shouted, is anyone there for darshan? Anyone there for darshan? Prabhupada is free. He can go now. So, this man, gentleman was there. Atmadatta Prabhu said, go now. Then his hands and legs started shivering. Then, okay. Then somehow he entered. Then he kept that plate. Then Srila Prabhupada was, you know, sitting. I said, oh, so? Prabhupada. Then he took the bead bag. And said, Prabhupada, I want to chant Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, so, who is stopping you? Chant Hare Krishna. Then again he took the bead bag and said, Prabhupada, I want to chant Hare Krishna. Because he, in the Gabrahat, he forgot to ask, you know, I want initiation, you know. So Prabhupada understood. Then he said, okay, you want to chant Hare Krishna? Then he took the bead bag and then he took out the beads. Then he said, this is Krishna bead and this is, you know, larger bead with thumb and middle finger. You have to catch and chant full Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You chant. Then he went to the other bead. Again, you go to the next bead and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Next, go to the next bead. And then he chanted, like that he chanted the whole, on the whole beads, mala. And then he said, this chant Hare Krishna, go. So he came back and then later on Atmadatta Prabhu, he was very jubilant. You know, actually it was like he didn't only give name, otherwise it was like initiation only. So he went back, then later on, Atmadatta Prabhu went to see him after a few months. Then he was constantly chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then after a few days when he went again to meet him, he left his body. His family members told he left his body. Then they narrated how he left his body. Said, ever since he met that sadhu, his only job was to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Right? He wouldn't speak to anybody, nothing. So, before 1 week, he was not eating anything, he was not even going to the toilet. He was simply chanting Hare Krishna. In his last days, it was very difficult to take out the beads, you know, from his hands, from his fingers. They were constantly on the beads. So when he left his body, the beads are in his fingers and chanting Hare Krishna. Right? So, one day, somebody asked the Prabhupada, young journalist asked the Prabhupada, I see all young people in your movement. Shri Prabhupada counter questioned, whom do you see mostly in the universities and colleges? So young people only, no? Yeah, she said, yeah. Then he said, yeah, you know, education is meant for young people. Right? Young people. Then he said, these old people, you can't teach them. Yeah? You can't teach them. You can't teach new tricks to the old dogs. Right? Like that. So, even though Srila Prabhupada said that there are some fortunate old people like that gentleman, you know, by the mercy of Prabhupada, they chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and usually which takes so many lifetimes to become perfect. By the mercy of Prabhupada, he just perfected his life within a few months' time. You know, that is why this facility is available only on this earthly planet, mostly on this earthly planet, because in other planets there are many obstacles, especially attachment to sense enjoyment. It's not that people don't perform devotional service on heavenly planets. If you read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Gopakumar, he was performing devotional service, right? It is said that those people who perform pious activities and go to heavenly planets, they are more interested in enjoyment, right? But devotees, like Shri Prabhupada said, a typewriter machine, right, is always doing tuck 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 tuck, right, machine typing. If it goes to heavenly planet, what will it do? There also will do tuck 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 tuck, typing only, no? Like that Prabhupada said, devotee is chanting Hare Krishna. Wherever he goes, he will only chant Hare Krishna. Right? Like that. So there is Upendra, Lord Vamandev stays in heavenly planets. And those devotees who go there, of course, Lord Krishna says in 11th Canto Bhagavatam, those of my devotees who don't want to go to heavenly planets, I will not send them. So we should actually take care that when we are chanting Hare Krishna, said, my dear Lord, if I am not perfect, please don't send me to heavenly planets. Then Krishna will not send. Otherwise, if somebody wants to have enjoyment, they said some enjoyment they will have, but they will be chanting Hare Krishna. Like that. Like that. So, wherever they go, but on this earthly planet, you know, Lord Chaitanya appeared, especially in this age, and we got a great opportunity to make our life perfect. One day, one lady asked Prabhupada after the lecture, Bhagavad Gita lecture, Swamiji, how long it will take to become perfect in Krishna consciousness? Srila Prabhupada replied, if you are sincere, you can become perfect in 1 minute. If you are not sincere, you cannot become perfect in 1 million years also. Later on, Srila Prabhupada said, in general, if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra 16 rounds, for 60 years, you will become perfect. Right? So the question, like, you know, in Satyuga, people live for 1 lakh years. So that's why 60,000 years they were doing tapasya, meditation. In Treta Yuga, 10,000 years they were supposed to live. So 6,000 years performance of yajnas. In Dwapara Yuga, people would live for 1,000 years, 600 years, 60%. 600 years deity worship. In Kali Yuga, we are supposed to live for 100 years. So, Prabhupada said, if you chant for 60 years, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, for 60 rounds every day, you will go back, you will attain perfection. Like that. So, where is 60,000 years and where is 60 years? That's why all the demigods and all, they are praying that, you know, that they wish to take birth on this earthly planet. On this earthly planet. Like that. So this is a very easy process. And a simple process. Simple, Prabhupada, that's why I said, simple and sublime. Simple and sublime process. So Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is so simple, you may miss it. Right? Like that. So you have to be careful. Like that. So, one day, Lord Chaitanya, that's why, once Sri Advaita Acharya, he called all the devotees. And he said, today, we will not glorify any other incarnation. We will only glorify today, Satchidananda, Lord Chaitanya, only. So, simply sing the glories of Lord Chaitanya. And all the devotees, Srivas Thakur, and all the devotees who came from Navadvip Mayapur, they were all started chanting, you know, Gauranga's glories, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glories. That, oh, Lord Gauranga, you are Krishna himself, you are Radha and Krishna combined, you came here to give your own devotional service. Like that, you know, they started glorifying. Meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya came. That because whenever somebody would glorify that you are God and all, Lord Chaitanya would close his ears, say, Narayana, Narayana, like that. He would become very angry, like that. So Lord Chaitanya, that he came and said, he saw all the devotees, you know, they are simply glorifying him. They are not glorifying Lord Krishna, right? So Mahaprabhu was a little bit angry. But Advaita Acharya said, even if he becomes angry, let us not stop this glorification of Lord Chaitanya. So they all saw, you know, Lord Chaitanya came, became angry and went off. But still, you know, they continued, you know, glorification of Lord Chaitanya. Then, meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya said, then he came, then Govinda said, you know, Mahaprabhu is calling all of you. And Mahaprabhu is a little very angry. And all the devotees, they entered, they sat down. And pitiful faces they put, and you know, they offered obeisances. And Lord Chaitanya saw their faces and his heart melted. Then he smiled. Then all the devotees, they became very jubilant. Again they started glorifying Lord Chaitanya. So what is this nonsense going on here? You must be glorifying Lord Krishna. Why are you glorifying me? You know? Then Srivas Thakur said, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, you are the one who is giving love of Krishna to all of us. You know, you are none other than Krishna. Then I said, you know, I don't like this. You know, I told you to keep it secret. You know, why are you doing this? Then Srivas Thakur, he was covering his hand to the sun. So Lord Chaitanya said, what is this covering your hand with, you know, the sun with your hand? Srivas Thakur said, it's secret. I am trying to cover the sun. Lord Chaitanya said, you are a fool. How can you cover the sun with your hand? Mahaprabhu, how can anybody cover your glories? So Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, oh, this is not done. Meanwhile, many devotees from all over India, from Setubandha to Kanyakumari, everywhere they all came and they started glorifying Lord Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu, please come out, we want to have darshan. So they were all, you know, very eager to take darshan of Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya came out. Then he raised his hands and said, Bolo, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And he made them chant Hare Krishna. And they were all in ecstasy, in great ecstasy and all that. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Then he said, all of you go. Then Srivas Thakur said, now what will you say, my dear Lord? Did I tell them that you are the Supreme Lord? So who can cover the sun? You know, who can, you know, cover your glories? Like that. So, okay. So, okay, now you have done this, but you know, this is all Advaita Prabhu's plan. So, his desire is fulfilled, now don't do it again. Like that. So, these are the glories of Lord Chaitanya. So, one day, Lord Chaitanya, he requested Nityanand Prabhu that Nityananda, if you are here, who will deliver the Bengal? So you go and preach, you know, glories of Krishna. Tell them to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So it is said that Nityananda Prabhu, along with all his associates, when he was going, when he went to Manihatti, there Raghav Pandit, he was there. Now Raghav Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghav Pandit, he arranged very nice prasad and all. Then they were started, you know, after that they started chanting and dancing. And he requested, there are Vasudev Datta, Vasudev Ghosh, and then Madhav Ghosh and Govind Ghosh. These three are brothers. And this Madhav Ghosh is a very great singer. He's a very great singer. Then Nityananda requested Madhav Ghosh to sing. Then he started singing Krishna's, you know, holy names and all. And then Lord Nityananda and all his associates, they started chanting and dancing. The whole village has joined their chanting and dancing. That simply by seeing Nityananda, everybody got imbued with love of Krishna. Simply by hearing holy names from his lotus mouth. Then it is said that for continuously 3 months, they did not eat, they did not sleep. They simply chanted Hare Krishna and they simply chanted and danced, all of them. And nobody felt any hunger and all. Like that, after 3 months, Raghav Pandit, Lord Nityananda told Raghav Pandit that you do Abhishek. So they all made him sit, Lord Nityananda, sit on the throne, and they did Abhishek and all. They decorated him very nicely. And then Lord Nityananda said, I want to wear Kadamba flower garland. That is the month of June, July. But this Kadamba flowers, they come in the month of August or sometime. So Raghav Pandit said, my dear Lord, during this time, no Kadamba flowers come. Raghav Pandit said, Lord Nityananda said, go and see if they are available. So when he went to his garden, he saw on a neem tree, not neem tree, a limbu tree, there are beautiful, fragrant Kadamba flowers. You know? Like heavenly, emanating heavenly fragrance. And then immediately Raghav Pandit, he took all the flowers and made garland and, you know, and decorated the Lord with Kadamba flower garland. And the whole place is filled with the fragrance of Kadamba flowers. After some time, everybody started getting another beautiful fragrance, which they never felt in their whole lives. So Lord Nityananda, he said, do you experience some very beautiful fragrance? Are you experiencing? All the devotees said, yes, yes, yes. Said Lord Nityananda said, this is the fragrance of Damanaka flowers. Damanaka flowers, which are the favorite of Lord Jagannath. Right? There is some pastime also, Damanaka flowers. That king, you know, his hand was cut off and then they, you know, buried it. And then from that, these Damanaka flowers came and all that. So Mahagaland Lord Chaitanya used to wear, and the whole room was to be filled, the whole place was filled with fragrance of Damanaka flowers. Then Lord Nityananda said, see, because we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra Kirtan, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally visited this place. So there I saw Lord Chaitanya standing wearing Damanaka flower garland under the tree. He showed, and when they went there, the tree, you know, so full of fragrance like that. So later on, Lord Nityananda manifested this pastime of wearing the beautiful ornaments through entire his body. And many devotees, they became bewildered. Hey, this is Avaduta. Why is he, you know, become so opulent? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually revealed the true secret, that all these ornaments represent Navavidha Bhakti, 9 process of devotional service. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he is the giver of all this Navavidha Bhakti to all fallen people and all that. So one day, then all his associates, they were always in ecstasy. when they went to Saptagram, all the children and all, they were chanting and dancing for 1 month without eating and sleeping. Like that, you know, this is the effect of Lord Nityananda's preaching. You know, like that one day, there is one devotee, associate of Gadadhar Das. It's not Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar Das. He is a very close associate of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And he was always in ecstasy. So one day he took the pot of Ganges water, then he was standing there on his head for 3 days. Anybody wants to purchase dahi? Anybody wants to purchase dahi? So he got into the mood of gopis selling dahi and all. And then Madhav Ghosh sang the songs of Danakeli pastimes, and Lord Nityananda danced, and it was a complete ecstasy. And this, it is said that Gadadhar Das, he was always so much in ecstasy that anybody, any air that touched Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar Das, and touched anybody else, the air that touched Gadadhar Das and touched anyone else, they would fall in Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna consciousness, and they fall in unconscious. That was his potency. One day Gadadhar Das went to one Kaji, and that Kaji was so fearsome person that people used to run away, simply by touching the air of that Kaji, Hindus would become Muslims. Then any Musliman he would see, he would convert them to Muslim. Then one day Gadadhar Das was complete in ecstasy. Was in complete ecstasy. Then he said, he went inside Kaji's place. And all his army men and all, they were shocked. And this Gadadhar Das is going into the, lion's, mouth. Purposefully, wantedly. Then he went. Then nobody could stop him. Like that. Then he went, "Where is that rascal Kaji? Bring him here." Why? What happened? "If he doesn't chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I will cut off his head." So Kaji heard, from the inside. Then he was very angry. He was very angry. Then he said, he came out very angrily. So when he saw Gadadhar Das, his simplicity, he was very impressed. Then he immediately smiled. "Hey Gadadhar Das, what do you want? Go now. Go away." Then Gadadhar Das said, "Satya Krishna Bhara Haya Yanhare Sharire Parama Mangala Harinama Bala Tumi Tomara Sakala Papa Uddara Ami." Said, Parama Mangala Harinama Bole. This Parama Mangala, the most auspicious holy name you take, I will promise you that I will destroy all your sinful reactions. So you chant Hare Krishna. Then the Kaji became very impressed and said, "Okay, Gadadhar, you went now. You go now. Tomorrow I will chant Hare Krishna. Tomorrow I will chant." So Gadadhar roared him very loudly. Said, "What tomorrow? Already you have chanted Hare. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So now all your sins are destroyed. All your sins are destroyed. You chant Hare Krishna, then all your auspiciousness will come." So this is the potency of Lord Nityananda, glories like that. So like that, Lord Nityananda, he went all around and then he preached Krishna consciousness like that. So that is why it is advised that wherever Hare Krishna is not chanted, wherever Ganges is not flowing, wherever the devotees are not there, wherever the Sankirtan festivals are not happening, one should not go there, even if you are getting $1 million. Right? It's not worth it. That's why previously we used to hear the lectures, a mosquito in Mayapur is more fortunate than Bill Clinton, President of India, America. Like that. Right? Once, I think Harishwari Prabhu, he was saying, they used to always struggle, with mosquitoes. Like one day, one mosquito entered the mosquito net of Prabhupada. Then Harishwari Prabhu was, I think Harishwari or Shrutakirti, he was looking at Prabhupada, what to do, kill it or not. Prabhupada said, "No, you can't kill." Then meanwhile that mosquito got up and started coming towards Harishori. Then said, now you can kill because he's aggressor now. Like that. Another time he was saying, Prabhupada, I think they would hover around and then they would not bite. Prabhupada, I think in Mayapur mosquitoes also are recognizing that you are a pure devotee, they are not biting you. But Prabhupada said, but in Vrindavan they don't think like that. Like that. So one must not go to a place where, you know, all the Sankirtan, right? Srila Prabhupada said, all these festivals, you know, every day one should have one festival, Prabhupada said. Every day one should have one festival. Because festivals are the mother of devotion. Right? If you see during Gaur Purnima, Narasingha Chaturdasi, our temple hall is full, chock-a-block, right? There is no place for people to sit or stand. Right? That Prabhupada once upon a time he used to send Harishori to other Gaudi Mutt people. He said, go and count how many people are coming there and how many people are coming to our temple. So very few people are used to come. Now all our three temples, Juhu temple, Mayapur temple and Krishna Balaram temple, they became small. Right? They are becoming smaller by the day. Because people are coming, more and more people are coming, right? So these festivals are the mother of devotion. You know, we must conduct more and more festivals, invite people, you know, and then one day Tamal Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance day was there. So Samal Krishna Maharaj went and told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, tomorrow Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance day, we will do in the evening, lot of people will come. Lot of people will come. So Srila Prabhupada said, no, we must do it only in the afternoon. Because afternoon only we do it. Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Prabhupada, you know, if you do it in the evening, you know, we will, more people will come. The whole temple hall will be packed. And Prabhupada said, no, we must do it in the evening. Afternoon only. You know, we are doing this festival for the pleasure of my spiritual master. Not that, you know, many more people will come or anything. Like that. So next day, then they arranged. So meanwhile, around 10:30 in the morning, Srila Prabhupada asked Tamal Krishna Maharaj, just go and see how the feast is being cooked. So then Tamal Krishna Maharaj went and saw there was no feast. There was no feast. So he asked the devotees, Maharaj, you only told that, you know, we'll do it in the evening. So we kept it for in the evening. But Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, no, Prabhupada wanted it in the afternoon. You know, in the afternoon. So I said, actually it is my mistake that I did not communicate to you. Now what to do? So he went and told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, there is no feast being cooked. Prabhupada was very upset. And he said, okay. Then he got up. Then he went inside the kitchen. Then for 70 people, 12 course feast, he cooked in 1 hour. That was his time, you know, that was his time. Huh? 1 hour, 12 course feast for 70 people. Like that. So, Prabhupada cooked alone. Then all of them, they offered to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, they had a Pushpanjali and all. And they did all that. Then the Mahaprasad plate was sent to Prabhupada's room. So after some time when they went inside, and all of them they enjoyed, you know. Prabhupada's cooking means nectar. Like Brahmanand Prabhu was, Gargamuni, they were all saying, if anybody ate from the hands of Prabhupada, they would never forget. One day, he was describing in Prabhupada quarters how Prabhupada used to cook kachoris and feed all of them in 1966. Then he started crying. He said, I can't even, first kachori that given by Prabhupada's own hands, I cannot even forget even now. I just started crying. It was so nectarian, so delicious. You know, like that. So, they were all enjoyed the feast. But Prabhupada did not touch one morsel also. Because he was very upset that they did not cook feast for his spiritual master. Like that. Why I'm saying these festivals and all, now in ISKCON there has become a fashion that because for the convenience of congregation and all, they will do it on Sundays and holidays, convenient. No, Prabhupada did not agree. So we must stick to this, whichever day is there. No, that day only we must do the festival. Right? Otherwise there is no maja. Right? We fast. You don't fast on that. That mahal is different, you know, on the festival day. Like that. So like that we should do more and more festivals where people come and get attracted and they become devotees. You know, they take prasad, they chant Hare Krishna. So like that, we can glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna. Any comments, questions? No questions? You have a question?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Guruji. Guruji, thank you for a very nice lecture. In the lecture you mentioned once Prabhupada was quoting to that news reporter about how to perfect. And then Prabhupada told that chanting 16 rounds for 60 years. And then also I mentioned that 60% in every yuga like that. So means like we will be quoting somewhere, so somebody asks reference, so
yeah, it is there. You go to the Veda base, find in one of the lectures, Bhagavad Gita lectures, at the I think 6th chapter Bhagavad Gita, I think you will find this. I heard it and I read it also.
Thank you.
Huh? No, 60 years. No, this I read, you can find out from the Veda base. 60 years. Yeah, Vamana Prabhu.
Prabhuji said that Ramchandra promised he will not, take any weapon in next appearance. Then in Krishna Lila he was killing with the hands. Then again he promised next avatar he will not take weapon. But we say he took once,
yeah,
to kill Jagai Madai.
He did not use, no.
And another little adding to that pastime, Srila Prabhupada sitting in Mayapur Bhajan Kutir and Harishwari Prabhu was there. So Prabhupada was not in the evening only, he used to put mosquito net because too much mosquitoes. So in the afternoon they will put the mosquito net. Prabhupada will be sitting inside the mosquito net on his table and translate or read. So Harishwari Prabhu was inside, there was one mosquito. And it was just going inside around, and Harishwari Prabhu was looking whether he's sitting on Prabhupada and biting him. So he took his monkey cap and he was doing like this and like this. He didn't want to kill in front of Prabhupada. So when it came very close to the mosquito net, it just went off. So Prabhupada said, it got saved. So Prabhupada said that if you are not with me, you would kill it.
Yeah.
So Shuddha Kitabhu was telling that he could understand our demonic nature, our previous nature. So he was happy that the mosquito was not killed. And another thing with the mosquitoes, you said, I think it is in America somewhere. So somebody told Prabhupada, even mosquitoes recognize you as pure devotee. They are not biting you. He said, you are not in Calcutta or Mayapur something.
Okay? Hare Krishna.